Cape Talk. Inspiration Wednesdays.
Well, we're just a week or so away from the start of the annual 16 Days campaign against violence on women and children. And as always, we will be using that time to highlight issues around gender-based violence. But we're getting a bit of a head start today because the Reeva Steenkamp Foundation has a very big fundraising event coming up at the start of those 16 days. And we really would like to encourage you to support that event and support the work that they do. It's a great pleasure to welcome back to the studio Kim Martin, the CEO of the foundation. Kim, lovely to have you with us again.
Thank you very much, Pam. So glad to be back.
It's a pleasure to have you. Obviously, Reeva Steenkamp was your cousin. I know that founding this organization has been a way of honoring her memory and keeping alive her legacy. For the sake of those who might have missed our earlier interviews, won't you just start, please, by briefly sketching what the foundation's all about?
Okay, well, most people do know, but just to say again, obviously, everybody knows that my cousin studied to be a lawyer. And just before she graduated, she had a very bad accident and was on her back for a good couple of months in traction. Had to learn to walk again. And she made a life decision there and then to go into modeling. And while she was modeling, she started going into, she had a passion for looking after women and children. She started following a lot of the cases. And on the day that she died, she was due to deliver a speech at an all-girls school. And that is what the foundation is all about, is honoring Reeva to carry on doing what she had started doing, you know. She was going to come out at that, on her speech and say that she had experienced abuse and she wanted to teach young girls how to look after themselves and how to make sure that they're happy going forward. And that's what it's been our mission, is to honor her wish and help as many women and children that we can. We've been very busy this last year. We've made quite a big difference. You know, also difficult for us because we wanted to find out where the need was, where we could make a difference besides what we've been doing with our bursary and offering legal advice. We also, through that on an everyday basis, realized there's needs in other areas as well. So we've been busy sort of finalizing where we're going to go for the future as well, where we can make the most difference.
Okay, because I know you've had a sort of a preemptive and post strategy, that part of what you do is supporting women who are already in situations of abuse and helping them to escape. But also a lot of your work has been around helping young women in particular to recognize the signs of abuse and to know that the following kinds of behavior are not normal and are not what you should expect from a relationship, and that you should be running a mile in the opposite direction if you see them.
Yes, I think that's why I was saying to you, we've realized this slightly different direction, and also to help educate. There's a gap on educating the public and first attenders at police stations and things like that. There's a very big gap on giving them the correct tools to deal with those women when they come into the police stations or when they come to see a counselor, and to get that education out there to everybody to realize what is abuse, you know, understand it better. As a society, let's really help those, you know.
Okay. Now, one way in which you do that is with the distribution of the Reeva packs, which are packed full of not just sort of support materials, but information and educational content that go out to victims of abuse in both the state facilities and some private institutions. And obviously producing those and packing them and keeping them going costs a lot of money, which is where your fundraising efforts come in. And you've got a big fundraiser coming up at the very start of the 16 days.
That's right. Yes, we've been very lucky. We've got a lot of amazing people on board that have all come together and created this phenomenal event. It's actually being preceded by a very special event which is happening this weekend, a week before the fashion show. And we've chosen 16 women across Cape Town from shelters and previously abusive relationships, and we're giving them what we call a glam camp empowerment makeover. We were first going to go out and just do the emotional makeover. And once we discussed this with them and they found out about it, they said, no, we actually want to have a little bit of girl time too, you know. So we're doing dressing, showing them how to dress. We've got some of our designers, the local South African designers who are going to showcase their ranges at the fashion show, are actually going to provide them each with a beautiful outfit. We're going to have a little bit of exciting things going on. But basically, our event at the fashion show on the 25th, just the start of 16 days, is a culmination of the 16 women who we're going to honor on the weekend before.
Okay. So just to emphasize, as you said, it's a full makeover. I know you're offering coaching, you're offering emotional support, as well as the niceties of the dressing up. There's a lot more to it than just a sort of a glossy on the surface makeover. Now, the event on the 25th, obviously the 25th is the start of the 16 days. And I'm actually embarrassed to admit this, but up until last year, I didn't know why we marked the 16 days at this particular time and why that day, the 25th of November, is designated as the International Day to Eliminate Violence Against Women and Children. And I'm not going to go into the full story now. Suffice it to say, if you don't know the origins within the, I think it was the Dominican Republic where it all began, there's a really interesting backstory that is worth reading. But the 25th of November is the day that starts the 16 days. It's the day you've chosen for this fundraiser, the Riva Renaissance Runway. Tell us what's happening.
Okay. It's going to be a lot of fun. We have got, as I said, about four or five local South African fashion designers, and they've come together with a bunch of amazing models as well. Everybody, I must just say, has come on board and done this for the cause. Everybody's taken on the passion and the drive. I think because of what's happening in the news, it's just, it's unavoidable. And they're going to have on the beautiful lawns of Lawrenceford, these models, beautiful, gorgeous models, modeling the clothes. And then we're going to have picnic pods separate in between the modeling. Beautiful harvest picnic tables, high tea picnic tables. There's going to be entertainment. We've got, we're very, very lucky to have Taryn Lamb from Blackbird.
She was singing in studio yesterday. Oh, so wow. You're very lucky indeed to have her.
We're super excited about that. And also Richard Sturton from
The Voice,
the winner of The Voice. So there's lots of entertainment besides the beautiful men and women that are going to walk up and down with a lovely clothing. It's really going to be an amazing day, and we're doing it for abused women and children. Our women from the Glam Camp will be there as well. We'll be able to honor them on the day. We're going to have beautiful table arrangements. It's really going to be a lot of fun.
So it's a glamorous afternoon high tea at Lawrenceford Wine Estate in Somerset West, Saturday the 25th of November. Which designers are showcasing their work?
Now you caught me offhand. we've got Jade Saunders, Laura Klawalkowski, Bokang Lachabe, and Craig Port.
Okay, so they've been involved. Well, they will be involved this coming weekend with the makeover weekend, and then, of course, showing their summer collection at the event the following Saturday. The big thing to tell everybody is where to buy their tickets and how much they cost.
Yes, okay. Well, you can go to our website, which is the Riva Steenkamp Foundation.org. And you can go to events, and you can book straight from the website to events.
Yes. Okay, and 390 Rand includes that harvest table picnic put together by the Millhouse Restaurant. I've had breakfast there. It is fantastic. So the food will certainly be a wonderful. There's iced tea and flavored water stations as well. And then separate to that, a Lawrenceford wine tasting station and a cash bar will be available if you'd like to buy a little bit of liquid celebration to add to the day. Lots of goodie bags and, I believe, a magazine subscription included
as
well.
That's right. Yes, we've got a fantastic Glamour magazine, so 3-month subscription, and lots of very, very nice prizes on the day, spot prizes. So we're going to look after everybody and spoil them nicely.
Sounds like a wonderful day out. Just Kim, in closing, obviously that is the start of the 16 days. Yes. What has the foundation got planned?
Okay, I wish I could tell you what we've got. We've got an amazing campaign planned, but we're releasing it on the 25th. It will all play out in the media, but it'll be something that the whole of South Africa can take part in, and it's going to make a huge, big difference. I think we went to an ad agency and we asked them to produce something for us, and they took it on completely, wholeheartedly. 99 cents, if I'm allowed to say that. And we said to them, what we've discovered over the year that we've been doing this work is there's a lot of stigma and shame attached to domestic violence in particular. You know, we serve all kinds of abuse against women and children, but for this particular campaign, it was for domestic violence. And they have come up with something that is really amazing that I'm very proud to be part of. And we've been working on it in the background, and I've been sitting with goose flesh every single day for the last month. And I hope it's going to make a huge, big difference in South Africa. With everything that's going on in the news, you know, no longer can we stand by. And yes, there's a lot of campaigns, and which is great because it just shows you that it really needs to be done.
You've really piqued our interest, and I can't wait to hear more on the 25th, Kim. And I hope Cape Talk listeners will come out to support the Riva Renaissance Runway. It's Saturday, the 25th of November at Lawrenceford Wine Estate. You can book your tickets on www.rivasteenkampfoundation.org, and perhaps we can touch base with with a short interview once the 16 days campaign is underway, Kim. Great to have you with us.
I love that. Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
It's a great pleasure. Kim Martin, CEO of the Rebus Denkamp Foundation.